Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hill misses. Rebound goes to the Cavs. J.R. Smith brings it back out. Throws it to Hill. Hill shot blocked. And we'll go to overtime. You get the feeling J.R. Smith thought they had the lead.
He didn't know the score.
I think exactly. That's a bad mistake by J.R. Smith.
Well, J.R. Smith's an L.A. Laker now, but many years ago, he was playing for the rival high school of Joe Giglio, as Joe joins us live in studio right now. So, hi, Joe.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Joe G?
So, I mean, you're the most mild-mannered guy, certainly, at this station, right?
Yeah.
Now, you definitely can you can poke at people, and you're good at arguing, and normally you keep your cool, which agitates people even more.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, so it works. So, when Jack said yesterday that you were heckling J.R. Smith in a high school game, and he almost beat you up, you have to explain.
Sorry. So, when I was... I mean, like most of us, I was dumber when I was in high school than I am now, so I probably wasn't as calm then. So, I think it was 2002. So J.R. Smith and I are the same age. So we were in high school at the exact same time. He went to the rival school of mine. I wasn't playing. I was in the crowd watching the game. But
right. The
way the court was at where I went to school, it was like a 4 foot out of bounds. So the crowd was right on top.
I know those. Yeah,
yeah, right on top. So he was highly touted already. People thought he was going to go to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. He eventually transferred to a prep school, and then he went right to the NBA. So I'm heckling him the whole game. And his brother, Chris Smith, who also made the NBA for like 10 minutes, he was starting to get more local hype than JR. So I started yelling at him that his brother's better than him, that his parents love his brother more. So I was heckling the whole game. And he wasn't playing well in the first half. I don't know why, but he wasn't. Second half, he turns it on. He scored like 8 straight points. And then he stole the ball, dunked it, and came right up to my face.
Like, so he knew it was
you.
Oh,
yeah, he knew.
Okay.
And I thought in the moment that he was going to hit me. Like I was nervous. And he's pretty big, even though we were young.
6'5".
Yes, and I was not big. Like, I'm not big now. So he gets right up in my face, and the referee comes running over. And I guess he knew that I was the one screaming the whole time. So he threw me out of the arena.
Oh, the ref threw you out?
Yeah, he didn't say anything to JR. He threw me out, even though like I wasn't going to really do anything at that point. I was kind of scared. But he threw me out, and from that moment, I've rooted for JR Smith. I was happy he didn't hit me.
You rooted for him?
Yes, I'm a JR Smith fan now.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
So the official probably hears you heckling him as well.
Yep.
And realizes it. Yeah, he's wondering, okay, when is this kid going to get upset at this fan heckling him? So as soon as he sees JR react and come towards you, he probably had already been keeping one eye on the situation.
Yeah, I was almost out probably before that. And then JR came up to me. I was out. But it was the most I've ever been scared someone was actually going to hit me. JR Smith came right up to me.
And what did he say? He just got in your face and looked at you.
He just stared at me. It felt like it lasted for 10 seconds. It was probably 1 second. But he was like right in my face.
Well, I'm glad he didn't hit you.
Yeah, I thought the heckling was working, too, in the first half. I was like, I'm the reason he's not playing well. Literally. And then it did stop working.
I tell you what, had you been breaking in his car, you would have been hit.
Like a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when you saw that video, did you have a flashback?
Kind of, saying, like, yeah. Oh, I was like, that could have been me.
Oh, well, there he is, Joe Giglio. I mean, listen.
Came face to face with death.
Felt like it.
So are you now a known heckler? I could see Fritz heckling. Like, that's how we got this started yesterday. Jack Fritz was heckling a Met in the bullpen at Citizens Bank Park.
I own the bullpen areas.
Right. Yeah.
He did it when we went to the Nationals-Phillies game the beginning of last season.
He said that yesterday.
Just screaming the whole time.
Well, there you have it. Joe Giglio. Joe, I know you're a big member of the Doug Club.
Love Doug.
So this won't be a surprise to me that you'll go overboard with Doug tonight.
Yeah, Doug's a top five coach in the NFL. No doubt about it.
Give me your five.
It's Belichick, Reed, Harbaugh, Carroll, Doug.
Carroll at four, really?
Pete Carroll's a good coach. Two Super Bowl appearances, one ring. They win nine games at least every year since he got there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's undefeated against Doug.
And he beats Doug all the
time.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Where's Sean McVay on your list?
Seven?
Okay.
He's good. I like Sean.
Okay.
But Doug's better.
Mike Zimmer make your list? Like,
yeah, Mike Zimmer's a good coach.
All right. There he is. That's coming up at 6 o'clock. Joe, Julia, and you're riding with the King tonight, too.
That's right. I'm sure he's got a lot of thoughts on all
of
this.
Oh, boy.
He'll probably hop on with you guys and yell at you. That's what he does. He listens and yells.
He might.
I'm surprised he hasn't texted us yet, honestly. We felt right for a Howard text during the
show. Oh, because we're talking about Doug and yes,
the Eagles.
He has to defend his Eagles.
Afternoon. Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
All right. Well, Howard and Joe are coming up at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Joe Giglio.
All right, brother. Looking forward to you tomorrow. Me and Joe Santoliglio tomorrow.
I'll be here.
How about that?
Yes, I am. I am off for the rest of the week. So there you go. Joe will be in tomorrow. All right, let's go back to the phones. We haven't heard from Herb in Northeast Philly in a long time. What's up, Herbie?
What's going on, brother?
What's up? What's up, man?
All right, I'm going to give you and Ike Reese, I give you a couple free rides. You know what I mean? You got to call me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I'll give you a couple free rides wherever you want to go. All right, so I'm going to give you my top five because you guys have been playing with this for the last 2-3 weeks. I'm going with like this. Number one, Mike Schmidt. Number two, Brian Dawkins. Mm-hmm. Number three, Steve Carlton. Mm-hmm. Number four, Dr. J. And number five, the master of defense, Reggie White.
So that's Herb's top goat.
That's
top five
my
goat.
Top. The reason I put so many of these guys in, some didn't win championships, some did. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But as far as I feel that, like Mike Schmidt, he's got the stats. He's the man. He's the best third baseman ever, all time. And I mean, Dr. J was the man. And Brian Dawkins gave it all every time. He didn't get a ring. I mean, you won the NFC here, there, but.
So what about the GOAT that actually won, Allen Iverson? How come he doesn't make your list, Herb?
Well, I would put Iverson like around seven, okay? I mean, I could put Will Chamberlain in the six. I could put, there's a couple guys I could put in the six. But Iverson, you know, there's a lot of issues with him. I mean, he was a great player, but I've known the dude since Georgetown. A lot of these Philly people, you know, it's like when he got here. I know that when a dude played at Georgetown, when he played in high school, he was a quarterback. You know what I mean? I know where he went through rough times. You know what I mean?
So you're a fan, but you're not putting him at the top of your list,
I'm not, no, because of the practice thing, he could have done better. Okay, he could have done better for himself.
So if he didn't have the practice press conference, he could have been higher on your list.
Well, no, it's not the press conference. That press conference.
It's just going to practice.
Stuff. It's other stuff. He was doing things that he shouldn't have done. Had he put the time in, like Michael Jordan,
we got
and other players, he would have a ring. You understand? They should have won that series. The Sixers, they could have won that series. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if Allen Iverson was lifting weights if they were winning that series because he played pretty incredibly in that series. Maybe if they didn't have George Lynch and Tyrone Hill, they could have won that series. Our buddy Justin in Tennessee. Justin.
What's going on, boys? How y'all doing?
What's up, feller?
What's up, Justin?
Good deal. John, buddy.
Hello?
I love you. I love you. You know I love you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, continue.
Okay. You're wrong. You are so wrong. I'm sorry. But in my opinion, and it is my opinion, but did Doug, like, did he not say when we were in the Super Bowl, he looked across the field at Belichick and said, I'm going to kick this guy's ass?
Mm.
Did he say
and
that?
That's what he
yep.
did.
That's
he,
Doug.
He
ooh,
kicked,
boy.
He kicked his ass. And Little Sean was over there oohing and awing and kissing the ring, and Doug's like,
yeah!
Doug pulled something kind of like the Rock and said, you know what, I'm going to take those rings, turn them sideways, and stick them up your Rudy Pooh cheating ass.
Ooh, boy.
So, John, buddy, I love you. I love you, but you're wrong this time, man. Doug is so much better than McVay, in my opinion. Now, I would put him maybe – four or five on my list. I don't think I'd have him as high as Ike, but I'd take him over McVay any day of the week twice on Sunday. I would, because when he took over the team, you know, the team really wasn't all together because of all the Chip crap. You know, Chip had kind of decimated the locker room, and people didn't like one another, and, you know, everybody just didn't know what to do. And we just – I think we kind of got lucky that – well, I know we got lucky that Tom Coughlin – or not Tom Coughlin, what's the guy?
Ben McAdoo.
Yeah, Ben McAdoo.
Yeah, McAdoo. Good Lord have mercy. We'd all be down if we'd got that cat. Anyway, like I said, that's my opinion, but I think that should be the winning argument. What do you say, Ike?
Sounds good to me there, Justin.
You stay.
All right, boys, I'm gonna get out here and head into the house. We'll hold rest later, boys.
All right, Justin. Brother. Stay safe out down there in Tennessee. Let's go to Tony,
that's
Westchester.
That's what I asked
the guys. Tony.
Hello.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? You're on.
Hey guys, how you doing? I was just calling. I wanted to ask about the goats, and I was wondering about what your guys' thoughts were about Bobby Clark, who I read something recently. He was like top 50 of NHL players in the last 100 years. And he won two championships in Philadelphia, which a lot of the GOATs didn't have that. And I just want to get your thoughts of where you thought he ranked and should he have been maybe in the top five.
Well, thank you, Tony. As we discovered on the list that is now finished with, that it was about popularity. It was about which players that people loved that voted. And whoever decided they were going to go on the website, 94WIP.com, and vote, they voted for their favorite players, and I don't think people like me. I was the dummy that said, "Hey, well, I'm gonna figure out. I'm gonna look at stats and everything else." People aren't looking at stats to determine
you went for the best players.
Yes, exactly.
In your mind,
to where Allen Iverson, it's pretty clear to anybody that was following along. Allen Iverson is the combination of everything: great player and popularity. So Bobby Clark played in the 70s. So I don't know how many 25-year-olds were voting for Bobby Clark to be in the top five. Not as many as Allen Iverson, that's for sure. T in Collegeville. T, what's up, brother? T?
Hello, Philadelphia.
Uh-oh.
OPBB all day.
How about that?
T, your voice got high.
Is that's your little boy or little girl?
No, nah, that's the middle girl.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
how old is she? How old is she? Man, T, your phone is.
Hey.
All right. Well, we'll try you again later. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. The Marks and Reese text line is coming up next. Rest of your phone calls. It's Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Don't go anywhere. All right, Marks and Reese text line coming up in just 1 second. Our program director, Spike Eskin, sent this to us earlier today. If you want to be a journalist covering the NBA, it was going to cost you or your outlet $75,000 to cover the team, right? Because you're going to have to come in, and you would have to more or less be for however many months. What is it, like close to 3 months? You're going to be in quarantine. So they're charging a flat rate per day, $750 a day. That includes food, accommodations, and transportation. But you can't do anything but go from the hotel to where the games are and then back. So it's $750 a day, like for somebody to cover the games in person. Which means a lot of media is going to be doing it from home. They're going to be watching the games, and they're going to be watching Zoom conferences with the coaches and things like that. Now,
it's a pandemic. You think of what the Inquirer is going to send writers down there and spend that type of money every day to cover the Sixers?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody's doing that.
$75,000 to attend the bubble. All right, now Brian Windhorst just said this on ESPN, and Jack, I got to believe that he didn't mean to say $150 million. He said this is he was on The Jump on ESPN. He said, quote, "I don't think people realize the Orlando bubble is costing the NBA $150 million per day to run."
Yeah, there's no way in hell I'm buying that.
That's $14 billion for the entire rest of the season.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, there's no way I'm
something
buying
tells
he
me
be playing.
No, of course
yeah,
not.
I would tell him to cancel the season if that's the case.
I think everybody would understand, like, yes. Hey, listen, if you're going to lose that much, that $14 billion or whatever it is, we're out. So,
yeah, it
$15 million a day, maybe.
Either that or they are going to make $100 billion with TV revenue. Like, it doesn't make financial sense to run a league that's costing you $150 million a day. How much are you making? Like,
well,
that doesn't make
sense.
Well,
there's no way you're making anywhere near $150 million a day, to your point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so why the league would just go in and shut down for the rest of the season if it was going to cost them $150 million a day.
No. Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
He must have misspoke. I don't know. But, I mean, listen, a lot of players are either testing positive or opting out. Baseball players are opting out, and you're getting some name players that are opting out. Ian Desmond, I guess, was the latest that said he's not going to do it, and he's waving about – what was it, Jack? Like $6 million of his salary?
Yeah. I think it's like 5.8.
5.8, something like that. So, you know, after taxes and agent fees, it's not 5.8, but it's still somewhat significant. He's also made $76 million in the major leagues, which makes it a little bit easier to swallow. There's a lot of guys that can't afford or that won't waive that type of money. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of players that are testing positive, and you're going to see a lot of players that are opting out. That's just kind of the nature of where we are right now. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, actually, what happens when the games start, if when they're in the bubble. Like Stephen A. Smith had said today, and I think he's right, that they expect single rich athletes to be put in this bubble and not have any type of relations. I mean, it's one thing if you're married, you have a girlfriend that comes down there with you, but for the guys that don't, like they're just not going to do anything for a couple months. And is that going to happen? I don't see that happening. You're going to get guys that want to break
what's
quarantine.
What's going to happen? I mean, that was just dumb for Stephen A. Smith to say. Like, who cares? Now we're worried about what they're doing.
Well, I think he's saying it because the idea is that no one's going to break quarantine and they're going to be there and it's going to be safer. But, I mean, I think, you know, players are going to break quarantine.
Yeah, but he could have said that without doing the whole shtick that he did.
Yeah, I agree.
You're asking Stephen A. not to.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like what was the point in even doing that?
That's what Stephen A. does. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. They are open with limited hours for slot machine gaming only. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
Can we just ban Joe and New Hope from making lists forever? Asking for the whole LTBB community. Mike in Birdsboro.
Oh, did he have another list?
Joe, no, I was hope? Talking about the quarterback list.
Oh, the quarterback list, yes.
The infamous Joe Giglio quarterback list.
What's it? That's coming up tomorrow, isn't it? Joe's in for me tomorrow.
Let's see how low you put Carson tomorrow.
Right.
We'll see. Good.
I really like what I see out of Sean McVay. Chip in Southern California.
Yeah, good old Chip. I wonder what UCLA is going to do this year. I don't know. Go ahead.
Ike, you better watch yourself or Johnny might suspend you from the show. Pat from Payfair.
Oh, Pat from Payfair weighing in again.
Pat from Payfair, that's not a real place.
Payfair,
okay,
no.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not a real place.
Pat and Payfair might have had, he's going to do his little protest.
Oh, is that the Matt from Mayfair thing? Okay, I'm slow.
No, it may be, or it may be. It may be someone pretending to be Matt Mayfair. Where's Matt Mayfair been? We haven't heard from him.
You suspended him.
He was supposed to be, I know, but I haven't heard him on any other shows. I don't know.
He's not taking the news very well.
He's not? Well, he also said that he got his job back. So maybe he's busy at work and he's not able to call in. All right, what's next?
I can't believe I said you were a Philly guy. Ray Diddy and Rittenhouse.
Well, Ray, I'm sorry, but you did and you can't take it back now. Again.
I don't care how that trial came out, John. You are not a Philly guy. Doug over McVay, and it's not even close. Next time you're back home and want to ride, keep on walking. I only carry Broncos, not donkeys. The carousel at the Willow Grove Park Mall.
Oh, man. Man, and the mall opened recently, right? There was a picture of the Willow Grove Park Mall, and that's the mall I grew up walking to, and it was right by my house where I grew up.
Is that the mall that Big Daddy said that kids in Philadelphia dreamed of going to?
Well, it was Willow Grove Park. It wasn't the mall. It was before the mall was built. Back in the olden days, Jack, Willow Grove Park was almost like Disney. It was a national theme park. But I you know, I never saw that. I just saw them all. Good.
Aw, man. I hear Ike up in his juice box now. Let him know, Mr. Reese. I'm not going to argue with you. Respect. Boy genius in L.A.
Well, thank you, Mr. McVeigh, for your text message. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take a couple phone calls before we get out of here. And our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. They're open for business, and they have the region's best selection of diamond engagement rings online. Their website, marks-jewelers.com. Let's get to Ron in Williamstown. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Ike?
What up, Ron?
Hey, brother. God bless you for dealing with that. Johnny McVeigh.
Yes.
Good to hear you. Yes. Your thoughts on what we're doing with Realmuto, or exactly why John Middleton has to get involved, just like that mess down in Dallas. Their owner has to get involved all the time. But I wanted to get real quick the argument in about the difference between our coach and that mess out in L.A. We keep talking about putting the quarterbacks in different positions. Let's bring that coach to Philadelphia, and let's send Doug to L.A. and see what happens. With the contract, the controversy that was going on in the locker room here, do you think he could have handled what Doug did here and kept that team going and kept them in the playoffs every year?
Mm-mm.
There's no way it would have happened. There's no debate. Thanks, guys. See you.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, okay. I don't know. I mean, Doug did a great job with it. There's no question about it. Doug did a great job in 2017. Is T in Collegeville trying to get on? Is his phone cleared up, T? Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, what's up, brothers? Thank you pretty much for taking my call, old heads. Hey, real quick, man, I know you're about to go on vacation. You taking this heat and leaving, man. I don't appreciate that, man. LTV got you watching. You must owe Ike some favors, too, because you've been getting a short straw of these, like, entertainment pieces, and you've been taking Cowboys and Dak and all this other stuff. Now you're taking McVeigh. This is
I don't want Realmuto.
I don't know, man. I'm going to have to put you on the John Ritchie public enemy list, man.
No, don't do that. Don't do that,
please.
Ridiculous.
I love y'all. Be safe, man. Appreciate it.
All right, there he
is. All right, T.
T in Collegeville. Not that like this is really breaking news, but it just became official that Major League Baseball has canceled their minor league season. I'm actually surprised there was even an official announcement that it was canceled. I mean, wasn't just the minor league teams aren't playing games without fans.
Yeah, I mean, everyone kind of saw this one coming.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunately, it seems like Williamsport might not come back, which is kind of a shame. Like Williamsport's kind of
they're going to get purged.
Yeah, it feels like baseball. Like Williamsport is baseball, you know. So
it is. I think unfortunately, whether it's sports or just in business or life in general, I mean things have changed. The world has changed after all this stuff. So
and Howard's never going to leave his house again. So.
Is Howard there? Is he on the? Is the genius
I'm
there?
I'm here.
Come on, man.
How you doing? How many miles are you up to a day walking?
Yesterday I did 15 miles, over 15 miles.
How long does that take you?
Well, I did a part of it in the morning because it's a little cooler, and then I try to do some of it in the afternoon. I'd say 15 miles probably took me 4.5 hours.
All right.
So it's just, you know, it's good exercise, and I just keep on going. Then I couldn't stop yesterday. Let me do a little more, and then let me do it. Crazy. It's I averaged last week. Do you guys have a Fitbit? Either one of you guys have
no.
A Fitbit? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I had 191,000 steps, which translates to over 13 miles a day last week.
Wow, look at you.
So, hey, listen, I lost 16 pounds. Didn't try to. I wanted to lose like 6 to 7 because I was up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm eating properly. I'm not really hungry now that I'm on and I don't hang around and eat junk. It's actually good. I mean, I can't believe that. That's my life now. It's going out and walking. I do talk to a lot of people while I'm walking. And I listen to your nonsense, too, in the afternoon.
Well, we appreciate that, Howard.
Yeah, fighting over. First of all, Todd, I want to challenge something that Todd Zielecki said.
Mm-hmm.
I love Todd. I really do. He said that Harper said that Realmuto is his most favorite player. Well, what did he do? Kick Mike Trout to the curb?
Well, he was just saying personally it was one of his favorite players. What's wrong with that?
Okay. Yeah, right. You know what? Players can't get involved in contracts. Who is it that said that McVeigh's better than Peterson?
Me. Me.
You're dope.
Coming up next.
Dope.
Howard Eskin with Joe Giglio riding with the King. So stay tuned to them. Joe will join Ike tomorrow, and then I'll talk to everybody next week. Have a great night, everybody. Joe Giglio and Howard's coming up next. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.